How to have deep conversations that feel natural. You're at a social gathering, stuck in the familiar loop of how are you? And what do you do? Small talk feels safe, but often leaves us with an emptiness, a sense that we're skimming the surface of human connection rather than diving into its depths. We crave more meaningful interactions, yet many of us struggle to transition from superficial exchanges to conversations that actually matter. In a world increasingly characterized by digital distractions and hurried interactions, the ability to engage in deep, meaningful conversations has become both more valuable and more rare. But here's the good news: having profound conversations doesn't require special talent or extraordinary circumstances. It's a skill that can be developed with intention and practice. Deep conversations create bonds that casual chit-chat never can. They allow us to be seen, heard, and understood in ways that fulfill our fundamental human need for connection. They expand our perspectives, challenge our assumptions, and nurture our emotional well-being. And contrary to popular belief, these meaningful exchanges don't have to feel forced, awkward, or overly serious. They can unfold naturally when approached with the right mindset and techniques. In this article, we'll explore practical strategies for cultivating conversations that go beneath the surface while maintaining an authentic, comfortable flow. Whether you're looking to strengthen existing relationships, build new ones, or simply enrich your daily interactions, these approaches will help you transform ordinary exchanges into extraordinary connections. Why deep conversations matter? Meaningful conversations aren't just pleasant, they're essential to our psychological well-being. Research consistently shows that people who regularly engage in substantive conversations report greater happiness and life satisfaction compared to those whose interactions remain predominantly superficial. This isn't surprising when we consider that meaningful conversations help us make sense of our experiences, process emotions, and develop greater empathy. Deep conversations serve multiple important functions in our lives. They strengthen bonds. When we share our authentic thoughts, feelings, and experiences with others and they do the same with us, we forge connections that are more resilient and satisfying. These deeper connections provide emotional support during difficult times and enhance our enjoyment of good times. They expand our perspectives. Engaging with others' viewpoints, experiences, and wisdom broadens our understanding of the world and helps us grow intellectually and emotionally. We gain insights we couldn't have reached alone. They validate our experiences. When we articulate our thoughts and feelings to someone who truly listens, we feel acknowledged and understood, a profound psychological need that superficial interactions rarely satisfy. They help us process complexity. Talking through difficult decisions, confusing experiences, or complicated emotions with another person helps us clarify our thinking and make meaning of our lives. While small talk certainly has its place, it helps us establish initial comfort and find common ground. Remaining stuck at this level limits the depth and quality of our relationships. The richest human connections arise when we move beyond weather observations and work updates into the realm of values, dreams, fears, joys, and authentic experiences. Understanding the levels of conversational depth. To navigate successfully from small talk to meaningful dialogue, it helps to understand that conversations typically progress through distinct levels of depth and disclosure. Researchers have identified several stages of conversational depth, ranging from basic pleasantries to profound personal sharing. Level 1, ritual exchanges. These are the standardized greetings and pleasantries that begin most interactions. How are you? Fine, thanks. They serve a social function but contain minimal substance. Level 2, factual exchanges. At this level, we share basic information about ourselves or discuss neutral topics like weather, sports, or current events. There's more content, but still little personal disclosure. Level 3, personal opinions and judgments. Here, we begin sharing what we think about various topics, revealing a bit more about our values and perspectives. Level 4, feelings. This level introduces emotional content. We disclose how we feel about situations, people, or experiences rather than just describing them objectively. Level 5, personal disclosures. At this deeper level, we share significant experiences, meaningful stories, and personal struggles or triumphs. Level 6, peak communication. The deepest level involves complete openness, raw honesty, and mutual understanding. These exchanges often create profound bonds and lasting impacts. Recognizing these levels helps us understand why some conversations feel substantive while others leave us wanting. It also provides a roadmap for gradually deepening interactions without abruptly jumping to inappropriate levels of disclosure, which can feel jarring or intrusive. When a conversation begins shifting beyond facts and into personal perspectives, it's often a signal that both parties feel comfortable enough to go deeper. Watch for these positive signs: increased eye contact, more personal pronouns, I, me, my, emotional language, longer responses, and reciprocal sharing. These indicators suggest readiness for a more meaningful exchange, creating the right environment for deep conversations. Meaningful conversations flourish in environments that support focused attention and psychological safety. While deep discussions can happen anywhere, even in unexpected places like a busy cafe or a work break room, certain conditions make them more likely to emerge and thrive. The physical setting matters more than we might think. Environments with minimal distractions, comfortable seating, and some degree of privacy create space for people to relax and open up. A quiet corner in a coffee shop, a leisurely walk through a park, or a comfortable living room after dinner can all provide suitable settings. The key is finding a space where both parties can focus on each other without constant interruptions or time pressure. Timing is equally important. Meaningful conversations rarely happen when people feel rushed, stressed, or preoccupied. Attempting to force a deep conversation when someone is busy, tired, or emotionally overwhelmed typically backfires. Instead, look for natural openings, moments of shared downtime, relaxed social gatherings, or explicitly set aside time for connection. Perhaps most crucial is creating an atmosphere of psychological safety through authentic listening. When people sense that they can speak openly without fear of judgment, ridicule, or unwanted advice, they're far more likely to share their genuine thoughts and feelings. This safety develops gradually through consistent demonstrations of respect, empathy, and trustworthiness. To establish this foundation, show genuine curiosity about the other person's experiences and perspectives, without an agenda to change their mind or prove yourself right. Practice patience, allowing pauses and silences rather than rushing to fill every gap in conversation. Maintain appropriate confidentiality. If someone shares something personal, treat it as privileged information unless they've clearly indicated otherwise. Respond with empathy rather than immediate solutions or judgments when someone discloses difficulties or vulnerabilities. These elements, comfortable physical space, appropriate timing, and psychological safety, create fertile ground where meaningful conversations can naturally take root and grow. The art of authentic listening. At the heart of every meaningful conversation lies authentic listening, the kind that makes the speaker feel truly heard and understood. Unfortunately, genuine listening has become increasingly rare in our distraction-filled, response-ready world. Most of us spend more time waiting for our turn to speak than truly absorbing what others are saying. Authentic listening involves far more than simply hearing words. It requires full presence, genuine curiosity, and a willingness to temporarily set aside your own agenda. When you listen deeply, you create instant rapport that makes deeper conversation possible. To elevate your listening, give your full attention. Put away your phone, turn away from screens, and face the speaker directly. Make eye contact at a comfortable level for both parties. This may vary culturally. Listen with your whole body. Your nonverbal cues matter enormously. A slightly forward-leaning posture, occasional nods, and appropriate facial expressions all signal engagement. Resist the urge to formulate your response while the other person is still speaking. When you catch yourself mentally preparing your next comment, gently bring your attention back to their words. Pause before responding. After someone finishes speaking, take a moment to absorb what they've said before jumping in with your thoughts. This brief silence honors their contribution and demonstrates thoughtfulness. Ask clarifying questions that show you are working to understand, not just waiting to speak. What did you mean when you said? Or can you tell me more about that part? Signals genuine interest. Reflect back what you've heard, not verbatim but in a way that captures the essence of both content and feeling. It sounds like you felt disappointed when that happened, even though you tried not to show it. When people feel deeply heard, perhaps for the first time on a particular topic, they naturally open up further. Authentic listening creates a virtuous cycle. The more attentively you listen, the more the other person shares, the more they share, the more meaningful the conversation becomes. Remember that listening isn't passive, it's an active, engaged process that requires energy and focus. The quality of your listening often determines the depth of conversation that follows. Powerful questions that open up conversations. The questions we ask shape the conversations we have. Closed questions that invite one-word answers, "Did you have a good day?" typically lead to closed responses. Open, thoughtful questions, by contrast, create space for exploration and discovery. Great questions have transformative power. They can shift perspectives, evoke reflection, and create new understanding. They demonstrate genuine interest while inviting the other person to go deeper than they might otherwise go. The most effective questions for deepening conversations tend to share certain qualities. They're open-ended, inviting elaboration rather than a simple yes/no/or factual answer. They're genuine, asked from a place of authentic curiosity rather than to make a point or lead the conversation in a predetermined direction. They're thoughtful, often touching on aspects of human experience that matter: values, meanings, emotions, growth, challenges, and connections. They're appropriately timed, respecting the natural flow of conversation and the current level of trust in the relationship. Here are some powerful conversation starters that can naturally lead to more meaningful exchanges. What's something you've changed your mind about in the last few years? What's a quality you really appreciate in other people? What's something you're learning about yourself lately? What's been on your mind these days when you have quiet moments? Is there something you've always wanted to try but haven't yet? What's held you back? What's a belief you hold that might surprise people who know you? When do you feel most like yourself? What's something you wish more people understood about you? Notice that these questions invite reflection without being invasive or presumptuous. They open doors without forcing the other person to walk through them. If they choose to answer briefly or redirect, respect that choice. Meaningful conversations cannot be forced. Also, be prepared to answer the questions you ask. Self-disclosure tends to be reciprocal, so willingness to share your own thoughtful responses creates balance and builds trust. Moving beyond small talk naturally. One of the biggest challenges in having deeper conversations is navigating the transition from small talk to more meaningful exchange. This shift can feel awkward or abrupt if handled clumsily, but there are ways to make it flow naturally. Replacing boring small talk with deeper conversation doesn't require social wizardry, just intentionality and a few reliable techniques. Follow the energy. When someone shows genuine enthusiasm or emotion about a topic, even during otherwise routine small talk, gently steer the conversation in that direction. You lit up when you mentioned your trip to Japan. What was the most meaningful part of that experience for you? Find the personal angle in ordinary topics. Whether chat can become a conversation about preferences and memories, I love rainy days like this, they always make me reflective. Do certain weather conditions affect your mood or bring back specific memories? Use thoughtful follow-ups to standard questions. When someone answers the usual "how are you?" or "how was your weekend?", respond with genuine interest that invites elaboration. "You mentioned you were feeling overwhelmed, what's been the most challenging part?" Or "that sounds like a fun gathering. What do you value most about that group of friends?" Share moderately to invite reciprocation. Offering a slightly more personal observation or experience than the current conversation level often encourages others to match that depth. "I've been thinking a lot about work-life balance lately and trying to be more present with my family. It's challenging but important to me. Have you ever struggled with similar tensions?" Read social cues carefully. Watch for signs of interest and engagement versus discomfort or reluctance. Dilated pupils, forward-leaning posture, and elaborated responses typically signal engagement. Crossed arms, wandering eyes, and brief responses often suggest discomfort with the current direction. Remember that deepening conversations is not about forcing intimacy but about creating invitations that the other person can accept, modify, or politely decline. The goal is connection, not confession, and different relationships naturally settle at different depths. Building authenticity and vulnerability. Truly meaningful conversations require some degree of authenticity and vulnerability from both participants. Without these elements, interactions remain at the surface level, covering only what's safe, expected, or socially prescribed. Authenticity means showing up as your genuine self rather than presenting a polished, perfected image. It involves expressing your actual thoughts, feelings, and experiences instead of what you think you should say. This authenticity creates space for conversations to naturally deepen as both people sense they can be real with each other. Vulnerability, closely related but distinct, involves willingly sharing parts of yourself that carry some emotional risk. This doesn't mean inappropriate oversharing or emotional dumping. Rather, it's the calculated risk of letting someone see your genuine thoughts, feelings, or experiences, including those that might expose imperfection or sensitivity. To cultivate these qualities in conversations, start with appropriate self-disclosure. Sharing something slightly more personal than the current conversation level invites reciprocal openness. This might be a genuine challenge you're facing, a value that's important to you, or a meaningful experience that shaped your thinking. Be honest about not knowing. Authenticity includes acknowledging uncertainty rather than pretending expertise. "I'm not sure about that, but I find it fascinating" can open more honest dialogue than feigned confidence. Acknowledge emotions when relevant. I felt really disappointed when that happened, or I'm actually quite nervous about this change brings emotional authenticity that deepens connection. Create safety for truth telling. When people feel they can tell you the truth without harsh judgment or rejection, conversations naturally deepen. Respond to others' vulnerability with appreciation rather than advice, judgment, or one-upmanship. Practice appropriate vulnerability. This means sharing in a way that's genuine but also considerate of the relationship context, the setting, and the other person's comfort level. Start with lower risk disclosures and gradually move toward greater openness as trust builds. Remember that vulnerability isn't about creating drama or seeking attention. It's about authentic connection. The most powerful moments often come from simple, honest statements: "This matters deeply to me, I've been struggling with this," or "I don't have this figured out yet." When both people in a conversation feel they can be authentic and appropriately vulnerable, the quality of connection often transcends what either could have anticipated. Common obstacles and how to overcome them. Even with the best intentions and techniques, various obstacles can inhibit meaningful conversation. Recognizing and addressing these barriers is essential for consistently creating deeper connections. One major obstacle is fear of judgment or rejection. Many people avoid deeper topics because they worry about being perceived as strange, inappropriate, or overly serious. This fear is natural but often exaggerated. Most people actually appreciate thoughtful conversation when approached respectfully. To overcome this fear, start with topics that carry moderate rather than high emotional risk. Notice when your mind predicts catastrophic social outcomes and question whether these predictions are realistic. Remember that offering others the opportunity for meaningful exchange is usually appreciated, even if not always accepted. Digital distractions present another significant barrier. Devices constantly pull attention away from present interactions, making depth nearly impossible. Effective communication requires presence, something increasingly difficult in our hyper-connected world. The solution is straightforward but requires discipline: create device-free zones and times for important conversations. Put phones away, turn off notifications, and demonstrate through your actions that the person in front of you matters more than digital interruptions. Cultural and contextual expectations can also limit conversational depth. In some settings or cultures, personal disclosure may be considered inappropriate or uncomfortable. Similarly, certain relationships, particularly professional ones, may have implicit boundaries around appropriate topics. Navigate these constraints by respecting cultural and contextual norms while still finding appropriate ways to add meaning. In professional settings, for instance, you might focus on values, motivations, and lessons learned rather than highly personal matters. In cultures that value indirect communication, use stories and analogies rather than direct questions about feelings. Conversational habits and scripts can keep us stuck in superficial exchanges even when we want more depth. Many of us have developed automatic patterns of interaction that efficiently maintain social norms but effectively prevent meaningful connection. Breaking these patterns requires conscious choice. Notice when you're falling into autopilot responses and deliberately choose a different approach. It might feel slightly uncomfortable at first, but this discomfort is the growing edge of more authentic connection. Imbalanced conversations where one person does all the sharing or asking rarely achieve sustained depth. Meaningful dialogue requires reciprocity, with both people contributing and both showing interest. If you find yourself consistently in one-sided exchanges, gently adjust the balance. If you're always the listener, share more of your own thoughts and experiences. If you're always the sharer, become more curious about the other person. The richest conversations involve a natural give and take. Conclusion. In a world often characterized by hurried exchanges and digital distractions, the ability to create meaningful conversations stands out as an increasingly valuable skill. Deep conversations aren't just pleasant diversions, they're essential nourishment for our psychological well-being, our relationships, and our understanding of ourselves and others. The techniques we've explored, creating the right environment, practicing authentic listening, asking powerful questions, transitioning naturally from small talk, building authenticity and vulnerability, and overcoming common obstacles, provide a practical pathway to more meaningful connections. These approaches work not by forcing intimacy but by creating the conditions where genuine exchange can naturally flourish. Remember that deepening conversations is an ongoing practice rather than a destination. Some interactions will reach profound depths while others remain relatively light, and both have their place. The goal isn't to make every conversation deeply philosophical or emotional, but to expand your range and capacity for meaningful connection when the moment is right. Start small, with slightly more thoughtful questions and slightly more present listening in your daily interactions. Notice the quality of connection that results. With practice, patience, and genuine curiosity about the rich internal worlds of those around you, you'll find that meaningful conversations begin to emerge more frequently and naturally in your life. In these deeper exchanges lies one of life's greatest treasures, the profound sense of being truly seen, heard, and connected to others in all our complex humanity.